Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello, friends and fellow world changers. It's the end of the week, and I'm sure you're so set for a well-earned rest and renewal. To cap the week, we'll be looking at Romans 15, verse 4. And the title is Unveiling the Treasures of Scripture. I'll read from the Living Translation, or the Living Bible Translation. These things that were written in the Scriptures so long ago are to teach us patience, and to encourage us so that we will look forward expectantly to the time when God will conquer sin and death. That phrase, to look forward expectantly, is also rendered as hope in other translations. Now let's look at the sound insight and timeless wisdom of this scripture, which reminds us that whatever was written in olden days was written to teach us some virtues, and through endurance and encouragement of scriptures, we might have hope as our lighthouse. The Greek word for hope, which Paul tells us scriptures would help us gain here, is translated as a joyful and confident expectation, or a pleasurable anticipation of God's salvation. Let's consider the testimony of Corrie ten Boom. I've mentioned her previously in this podcast. A Dutch Christian who, along with her family, helped many Jews escape the Nazis during the World War II. She and her sister Betsy were eventually captured and sent to a concentration camp. And despite the horrors they faced, they clung to their faith and found strength in scripture. In her book, The Hiding Place, Corrie recounts how they would secretly read from a small Bible they had managed to smuggle into the camp. They found strength in their faith and the teachings of the Bible. Corrie and Betsy drew comfort from these words, finding hope and encouragement even in the midst of unimaginable suffering. Their unwavering faith and reliance on scripture sustained them through the darkest of times and inspired countless others with their courage and resilience. Now, the takeaways and success principles in this scripture are, we look at the historical context. When we gain a deeper understanding of the historical and cultural context surrounding the writing of scripture, it sheds light on the relevance and significance of those scriptures for our lives today. The endurance that we receive through the encouragement of scriptures when exploring the a symbiotic relationship between endurance and encouragement found on the pages of scripture, and how they work together to bolster our faith and fortify our resolve. The power of hope. We delve into the transformative power of hope as a driving force in our lives, inspiring us to press forward with courage and confidence in the promises of God. As a practical application of this scripture, consider starting a hope journal. Set aside time each day to reflect on a verse of scripture that speaks to you and fills you with hope and encouragement. As you meditate on those verses, jot down your thoughts, reflections, and prayers in your hope journal. Take note of any insights or revelations that come to mind, and allow the truths of scripture to permeate your heart and mind. In times of doubt or uncertainty, go back into your hope journal. Let it be a source of inspiration and encouragement. Allow the words you've written and the promises of God's words to remind you of His faithfulness and steadfast love, even in the midst of life's challenges. By cultivating a habit of daily reflection and journaling, you'll find yourself increasingly anchored in the hope of encouragement that Scripture provides, equipping you to face whatever comes your way with confidence and courage. To conclude, let's embrace the profound truth of Romans 15 verse 4, that the Scriptures are not merely a collection of words, but a source of enduring hope and encouragement for all who diligently seek its wisdom. Let's approach the Word of God with reverence and expectation, knowing that within it lies the keys to a life filled with hope, purpose, and abundant joy. Now here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. I declare I am committed to uncovering the riches of hope and encouragement found in Scripture. With an open heart and eager mind, I embark on a journey of discovery and transformation, and the truths of God's Word shape and guide me every step of the way. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world, both traits are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says, "The world is waiting for us to demonstrate God, so go out, make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time." May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, thank you and God bless. Have a restful weekend and see you again next week.